This is about people in the apartment building. It's called The Sun, with Mr. Parker's Help, Rinses Brattle Street. Mr. Parker scrubs the marble foyer Friday afternoon with a string mop dipped in powerful antiseptic, and he sighs at residents who shake keys out of leather bags, prop sacks of groceries on their hips, and open the door, trotting their withered spindles over his chessboard floor, leaving tracks. His soft lips twitch, his warm, light brown face, sculptured in amiability, contracts to scowl. He looks severely at their backs. He falls to female crankiness, wringing his soggy rags, and the elevator clanks to its own off-center tune. But outside, a hot layer of sunlight rots the slush. The girl in number 5 careens out of her dark doorway, first floor end, her hair ready for wind, already across her face, ready to whiplash like a mop out to dry on the line, all wild strings, followed by her weekend children dressed for the big day, the puffy rush of stout babysitter, and glory to be the mop-headed girl's boyfriend, skinny pants, tweed jacket, and scarf about his neck, who flings the outside door wide open, herding them all out, but letting in an old dog, out of grace with its own feet, hobbling back from a walk in the sun, ready to lie down in a warm spot. Mr. Parker leans on his mop. A wind-lashed bush flickers light on the floor, and only the clean glass door catches Mr. Parker's dissolving frown.